Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Whether you want to talk about organ donation or sales of organs, which I say should be legal, and I've yet to hear any reason why they shouldn't, because it's a consensual activity between people who, somebody wants an organ, somebody wants to give up an organ, why shouldn't they be able to receive some sort of benefit for giving up a piece of their body? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can receive benefits, financial compensation for giving up your time. And that's pretty important, right? Giving up our time. Time is one of our most precious resources. We have a limited amount of it. And another limited resource that we have is the pieces of our body as well, right? So time and your physical person are very limited resources. You can sell one, but you can't sell the other.
Yep. If I decide this evening to go home and cut off, a knuckle from my pinky finger, no one's going to say anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I wrap it up and I put a little Bactine on there and a Band-Aid and, fine. Maybe I cauterize it on with a hot awl.
You've gone crazy.
Right. But you would, I'm willing to say that that's a pretty crazy thing to do. But in all likelihood, no one's going to do anything about it.
Nope.
I mean, I suppose that if somebody asked me what happened to your finger and I said, I cut it off with a knife, and then cauterized it with a hot awl, maybe they'd get the cops called on me, and then, something might happen 3 days or whatever in a Baker Act or whatever. But ultimately, no one's going to say anything about me cutting off a piece of my body. However, if I wanted to sell it, it's a much bigger deal.
So you can share your thoughts here with us on that or whatever's on your mind. Coming up, questionable stock purchases and the certain consequences of that. We can discuss that as well as DARE. We talked about the DARE program at the very beginning of the show. And so if you want to share your experiences with DARE, that's still open and on the table for discussion as well. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. James in Kalamazoo, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Hello. Hi there. First off, Derek, I love it when you're on. I have to listen every time you're on. So
thanks, James.
I can't wait to make it to New Hampshire and actually meet you. So, actually, all of you, but I'm a real big fan of Derek Jay.
Thanks. Feeling the love. Anyway, so you must have seen his movie then, Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree.
Oh, I sure have. That was part of my motivation for moving to New Hampshire to do some activism. So,
wow, that's what we love to hear.
So
cool.
Anyway,
all right, go ahead.
I know that you've been fishing for somebody to disagree with you, but I'm going to bring something up that kind of solidifies, I guess, your opinion and why I actually do agree with you.
All right.
And I know it's not an organ, but how is it that women can donate eggs and get paid for it?
Like thousands good of point. Dollars.
It's a part of their body. I donate plasma, and I get paid for that. Granted, it's not an organ, but it's still a part of my body.
So right. What's the difference?
Yeah, I mean, it's still part of my body that I'm, that's being donated and getting compensation for. So I totally agree with you. I believe in self-ownership, and, it's my body. I can do with it what I want, and I just think these pencil pushers, maybe there was some innocent thing that they were trying to protect, but when the government tries to fix any problem, they only make it worse in every case that I've ever seen. So
those are great points. You nailed it.
I'm willing to say 95% of the cases, there's always these things that you can sort of hold up that the government manages to do reasonably well. I found a few throughout the years. I'm not willing to go 100%, but if you have a failure rate like the government, no other organization could possibly have survived. You have to have forced extraction of wealth to have an organization that is this incompetent.
Yes, absolutely.
Good call, James.
Anyway, thanks a lot for what you guys do, and I look forward to being in New Hampshire soon.
All right, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Of course, he's talking about the Free State Project, the idea of moving liberty-minded people together so we can get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. You can actually join us here in New Hampshire coming up in about a month and a half, just over that, for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We are literally weeks away at this point, several weeks away from Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 12th one, right, Mark? I think you said the 12th one.
I think that's right.
Yeah. Porkfest.com is where you can go to grab your early bird tickets. Porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. It's basically a week's worth of camping, or you can hang out in a hotel if you want. But being in the woods on a campground for a week with around 1,500 liberty-oriented people, there's all kinds of great things to do, sort of camping fun stuff, and there's fun activities for the kids and families and couples and singles. I mean, there's just all kinds of things happening at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is something that I think the liberty community here in New Hampshire and around the world looks forward to every year. It's the biggest party for libertarians out there and voluntarists and anarchists and even minarchists.
It's the closest thing to heaven on earth that I've ever experienced. But, you know, I want to get back to James in Kalamazoo's point.
Okay.
He's got me thinking through a whole different vein here. Like, people donate their hair and sometimes get paid for that to have wigs made. In college, I saw a bunch of that.
You didn't get money for it, though.
No, I donated it.
Yeah,
some people do get paid to make wigs and stuff. Then in college, many students will do things like sell sperm as well, counterpart to eggs. So there's all sorts of body parts that are sold. So what's the difference? Where is the line drawn?
I can tell you
surgery?
That the blood banks make money off of the blood that they collect.
Uh-huh.
They don't break ranks and they don't offer you money for it, but they'll do things like get vouchers and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So they'll offer you a free dinner and they'll, of course, give you the little snacks and juice and stuff that they have there. So there's, compensation, however meager, for just is something as simple as giving blood.
And hospitals will even sell foreskins of infants.
To answer, further look into your question...
What do people do with those?
It's cosmetic. I don't know what they do with it. Let me look it up.
You'd sort of ask this open question, is it because it's surgery?
Yeah.
Isn't harvesting eggs from a woman, doesn't that require some sort of form of invasion into their body, right? Like, if it's not like sperm where you can just shoot off into a cup.
You can't just push a button and have them shoot out the end.
Right.
No.
So somebody's reaching up there with something, or they're cutting in. I don't know how an egg harvest happens, but it's
one way or the other.
Right. When we say we're not attorneys, we're really not egg harvesters.
Yeah. So, ladies, if you know more, dial in toll-free. 855-453, but that sounds pretty invasive to me, so obviously it's not the invasive factor. So what is it? I have no idea. It's just like, maybe it's one of those things where somebody came up with, this should be illegal.
And then you can't grow back. But a kidney, supposedly what they told this guy is that his one kidney would grow stronger if the other one was gone. It would get bigger and stronger.
He said he didn't think that happened, though.
He didn't think it happened, but that's what he was told. So apparently somebody in the medical community believes that the kidneys will grow bigger if you cut one out.
Mark, you asked the question, what do they do with the foreskins that are sold? A quick Google of foreskins sold led to a search result. Two cosmetic companies is the first search result, and there are tons of articles about it.
All right, now I see the conspiracy.
Are they making cosmetics out of foreskins?
Yes, facial cream. It's made from foreskin.
Ladies,
some
did you know?
Cream. Probably not.
Wow. That's disturbing.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, take control here of the airwaves. By the way, I mentioned this thing, the magic leaf. Somebody asked about it last night. I don't want to get lost and sidetracked, Mark, into your story about the stocks. We'll get into it here. But somebody did ask, what is the magic leap? We were talking about virtual reality. This is from March 19th of this year on TheVerge.com. What is magic leap? In 2014, the company got a $500 million investment led by Google itself. The product is reportedly a set of glasses that project hyper-realistic images into the world. Well, that's not really what it does. It projects it into your eyes, I would imagine. Projecting from a pair of glasses into the world isn't going to be very effective.
That's what we call a laser.
Anyway, I don't know if it's done with lasers, Mark, but they do it
somehow. If you're projecting light into the world...
Oh, I see. Into the world. I mean, into your eyes here.
Right.
So
your eyes are just receivers for light.
The company has promised to let the rest of the world in on the secret soon, revealing some potential uses of the technology. For now, though, we're stuck trying to deduce what their product is, how it works, and whether it's really as good as advertised. Then, on the same day, they published a video, and I'll post this on our Facebook and and our Twitter, which shows what is ostensibly a video view of what the Magic Leap looks like with somebody in their office. They pick up a gun, which is a computerized gun, and then they start shooting it like computer robots that are attacking them in their office.
Cool.
So it's augmenting their reality with essentially overlaying a video game onto it. It looks pretty cool. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here. Dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm.
An inspiring and supportive community for entrepreneurs and their families. Fort Galt is a new real estate development intended to cater to entrepreneurs and freelancers in Chile. Individualism doesn't have to be lonely. At Fort Galt, self-reliant men and women will live and work for their own rational self-interest with the ability to easily collaborate and socialize with one another in an environment that promotes their mutual well-being. It's not a retirement resort. It's not some vast region of sprawling estates. It's a fresh, vibrant center of art, innovation, education, and creative capitalism. Imagine being a strong, ambitious producer without being surrounded by those that would demonize you for your efforts and success. It's the ideal home base for young professionals, freelancers, small business owners, and their families. The only true requirement is that you're self-sufficient and flexible enough to relocate without depending on others to provide for you. Together, with others like you, you can learn and grow while honing your skills, developing your crafts, and thriving without constraint. You can live passionately with the freedom to focus on your true callings without compromise. If this sounds like the community you've always dreamed of, go to FortGalt.com right now. FortGalt.com.
Let's go back to the phones and the fun. Then coming up, some questionable stocks. What happens when things go wrong? Mark, you've got a story about that that ties into Free Talk Live. Ethan is on the line, First Stone, Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Hey, I'm so glad you guys took my call.
That's what we do. It's
calling
Free Talk Live.
I was just calling because Mark on the show reminds me so much of Brian the dog from Family Guy.
Yeah.
I've only briefly watched Family Guy.
Yeah.
I know there's a dog.
Is it his voice? Is it his attitude? What is it that reminds you of the dog?
Even what he talks about. Like, watch Family Guy a few times and just think about it.
Now, the dog is like a super intelligent dog.
I thought it was the baby that was smart.
Well, the baby's smart too, but the dog is also this super intelligent dog.
Oh.
And but it's not saying that Mark's super intelligent or anything.
Oh, no, I am. Absolutely. You're mistaken if that's what you're not saying.
I was just saying, I was watching Family Guy, and I've been listening to your guys' podcast a lot lately, and I was just thinking, oh, my God, it's Brian is a dog, or Mark is a dog. Named Brian.
Well, I'll have to pay more attention to this dog.
Cool. I'll take your word for it. I've seen, like, clips of the show. I can't even say if I've ever seen one all the way through, but it's really good from the clips I've seen.
It's a hilarious show, and it kind of falls along the same lines. And I think you guys would agree with a lot of the subject matter anyway.
I thought the guy who wrote it was like some kind of flaming Democrat.
Well, yeah, he's an atheist. I mean, you guys, and he's not a Democrat, but I don't know. Sometimes, you know, you guys say things that kind of are in line with, you know, what some Democrats think they believe.
That's certainly
true.
Sometimes.
And just because they call themselves a Democrat doesn't, you know, I don't know how to explain it. But anyway, keep up the good work.
Well, thanks, Ethan, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And yeah, Derek was nodding his head. He says, yes, Mark, that you apparently resemble this dog.
I could totally see it in the voice and characterization.
Well, somebody is going to agree with this. They can go ahead and email me their most convincing clip that I am this dog.
Yeah, maybe put a clip of Mark.
FreeTalkLive.com.
Maybe put a clip of Mark saying something and then the dog saying something, like right next to one another.
Well, if you want to do that, then I'll post it up on the Facebook page. If you want to do time, if you want to spend time, making some kind of video or something like that I can post, that's fine. I'd just be interested in hearing the case. I don't know much about the show, honestly.
All right, so, Mark, you wanted to talk about a stock.
Yeah.
And what has happened as a result of... Well, what has happened to a stock that we one time promoted on this program, right?
Coming from finance.yahoo.com, apparently, recently... Morgan & Morgan announced that a class action suit has been filed in the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York on behalf of the purchasers of Forcefield Energy Incorporated. That's FNRG. The securities between, September 16th, 2013 and April 15th, 2015. That's the period. And the complaint alleges that the company and certain of its officers and or directors violated sections of the Securities and Exchanges Act or whatever. And if you purchased Forcefield securities during that class period, you may be eligible to, you're eligible to participate as a lead plaintiff, and if not, you can be a supported plaintiff, an absent class member, or something like that. So apparently, there were some dealings that went on inside Force Field Energy. And
this is a client that we had, what, 3 years ago?
I don't know what
like
the
that.
Time frame was.
It seems like a few years ago. Yeah,
2 or 3 years ago. And
they came to us and they bought some advertising.
Bought some advertising.
With their stock.
Yep. Right. I was convinced that the stock would go up.
Which I personally don't really care for, the idea of, you know, someone paying in stock, but you convinced me to take it.
And then they
basically.
Paid cash the second time, though. Did
oh,
you,
they did?
Are you,
I don't
you
remember
could take
that
cash?
Part. I don't remember
okay.
that part.
I cashed it in, the yep. stock, and it went up from, just like I said it would.
Well, we had to hold it for a certain period of time.
Right. It was some kind of special classification of stock yeah. that you had to hold for a period of time. But
we held it for like a year or something like that.
I think it was 6 months or something like that where we had to hold it. But I believed in that six-month period that the stock was going to go up. I'm pretty sure I said things like this. You know, that you should, that it's going to be a 6 month period or whatever. I said these this terminology when I talked about it.
Yeah, that was part of the deal, was that you would get the special buy in rate or something, right?
Right. And in that time frame, it went from like 420 to like 650. And that's a nice bump in your money. Now, that's the kind of profit that we made on the deal, and I'm happy to have made that kind of profit. But I wonder to myself, what kind of responsibility do I have as a talk show host when I advocate for some stock or another? Does that stock have to progressively go every single day upward for my word to be honest and true? Or is there some period of time after I make a buy recommendation that I no longer am responsible for my buy recommendation? I feel like...
I don't think you're ever responsible for suggesting...
You're responsible for the words that come out of your mouth.
No. I don't think you're responsible for what happens to a stock, whether or not you believe it should be bought. I mean, if you are getting on the radio and saying, I think this is a good company, I have this stock, and, you know, I suggest that you get some as well, but at the same time letting people know, hey, stocks are risky. You probably
we
shouldn't
do say things like that. Absolutely.
You probably shouldn't invest things. The point I'm trying to make here is, you know, we put in disclaimers on that.
We
like,
do.
You could lose your money. This is a possibility when you invest, so don't invest what you can't afford to lose, right? So we made all that crystal clear. So as far as I'm concerned, you're absolved from responsibility for what happens to the stock. You're responsible for what you say. But you did, I felt like you did your due diligence. I mean, you researched the company, you talked to these people, you were convinced that this was a good product that they were making. You were convinced that the people that were offering it were on the up and up. There are allegations now that they weren't. This hasn't been proven. This is an open civil case, right?
And whether they were, okay, so I was convinced that the stock was going to go up over the course of the next 12 months, and I was right.
You believed that?
I believe, well, yeah. I was convinced. Yeah. That's what I believed. And so I was correct in my belief. I don't know whether I communicated that every single time that I did a live read, that was kind of the time frame that I was thinking about. And certainly I'm not looking to, when an advertiser advertises, I'm not looking to say, you know, find every bad news story about them either.
We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Joining you in studio, you've got Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
And it is not too late to get some berries ordered for Mom for Mother's Day from Sherry's Berries.
It's a fantastic idea. Mom's really going to enjoy them. You're going to enjoy them, too. I hope you get to share. It's all you have to do is go to berries, that's B-E-R-R. IES.com and order them. There's a microphone in the upper right hand corner. You enter FTL. You're going to be able to save up to 40% off. They have really great rates on really premium berries. These things are delicious. I love them. I just had some. We were talking about them in the first hour, and I thought, oh, yeah, I've still got a little few in the fridge. So I went and got some Sherry's berries, and they're delicious. You will put likely nothing better tasting in your mouth. They're so good. Go to berries. Mom will love them. Mom will love them, and you need to consider Mother's Day coming right around the corner now. BERRIES.com. You click on the microphone. You type in FTL. You'll see all the deals there. They have lots of options. Even some flowers you can kind of couple with it. BERRIES.com. Coupon code FTL. Lots of talk show hosts are offering this. Please use our coupon code. If you don't, the statist win.
All right, so berries.com, code FTL, and our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. So, Derek J., you're sort of the outsider to this conversation that we're having about this stock that we had talked about previously on the program.
Yeah, but I remember you guys talking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you feel about this? And you've heard now that the stock, there's some questions about it. There's a lawsuit, apparently. The allegations are that the guys behind the company, some of them had been involved in some questionable stocks in the past, allegedly.
I'm not entirely sure what the thing is. I didn't have a financial stake, but somebody posted it up in the Amplifiers group, and just sort of, hey, if you bought this stock, take a look. And it kind of convicted my soul, as it were. You know, I told people to buy this stock, and if I didn't communicate entirely well, like,
you recommended the purchase of the stock.
I did recommend it. I also believed that I recommended it. I believed that it would be a good purchase sort of in the short term, and I believe I used, you know, terminology like that. But I didn't come on the air and say, okay, now's the time to sell your stock. You know, I wouldn't do that.
It's not your business to do that. I mean, if you buy stock, then you decide when to sell that stock. And in the case of what you're talking about, it was a certain minimum of time you had to hold it. So kind of like a CD or whatever, where you have to have on, you know, hang on to
it. Some kind of preferred stock
for certain periods. What it was you get a preferred price on the stock was what it was if you were willing to hold it, to agree to hold it for this minimum of 6 months. And I don't recall, Mark, whether or not you had said anything about you expect this to go up in the short term. That I don't recall. But it doesn't matter. You don't know what's going to happen to the stock. You can have your belief about what's going to happen. And, you know, this was some fancy technology that they were offering up. And in theory, that should be good for longer than the short term. But you never know what's going to happen with the company. Maybe the management will fail and do a very poor job. Or maybe they'll be outcompeted by another competitor or whatever. You don't know what is going to come around the corner.
Yeah.
Or an unexpected lawsuit like this in this particular case.
Or it could just be the rest of the market. So, like, you asked me what I think.
Yeah.
Well, I started in college trading stocks just to get my feet wet and get some experience that way. And that was in 2007. And everyone knows what happened then
after
in 2008. And so I learned a lesson not about the companies that I chose, which were awesome. Dolby, Netflix were a couple of the companies that I invested in back then. They did poorly in 2007 and 2008 just because of the environment they were in, not because those companies are bad companies.
Sure. So you don't know what's going to happen. I don't think you should feel guilty about this, Mark. I mean, you did your due diligence. It wasn't like you just took some cash from this company and went on and pimped their stock on the radio. I felt like I wouldn't have gotten on board with it because you came to me and you said, hey, here's what's happening here. You know, this is the offer. This is this company. This is what their product is. And, you know, you came to me because I didn't feel necessarily like, oh, God, do I want stock?
Right. If somebody says the word stock to Ian, it's like a turtle. He pulls his little head into the show. He's like, I don't understand this whole buying a piece of a company thing.
Why?
It's not that I don't understand it.
I'm just not interested in it.
It's fear. It's totally fear-based.
It's not my kind of gambling. I'm not interested in it generally, but, you know, you pitched the company to me because you had taken the time to, like, talk to these guys and, you know, interview them essentially off the air about their product, and we ended up doing an interview on the air with them, I think, as well. Either that, it was an after show or something like that.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure we had one of their executives on the program
at
some point. And, you know, I felt like you looked into it, and so I said, yeah, Mark, I'm willing to go along with you on this. And, you know, we did this deal, and we talked about it on the radio, and we included the appropriate disclaimers. I don't feel like there's any guilt that you should have at all. I mean, if somebody is upset about it, well, you should have sold when it was higher.
Well, yeah, they could also call in at 855-450-FREE and let me know exactly. Like, at this point, I'm not willing to take guilt in this because I kind of feel like I, you know, said the things that I intended to say in the course of doing these ads, but maybe somebody doesn't feel that way, and I'm kind of interested in what they have to say.
Yeah. Has anyone addressed this to you? Have they said, like,
nobody specifically, but somebody has said that maybe you guys should just not advertise stocks on the air, which I don't know if I'm prepared to say that. I mean,
stocks are just one of many things.
Am I going to exclude some category because, we know that stocks go up, stocks go down.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be prepared to exclude that as a category. for advertising.
No way. No, I think everyone.
Buyer beware.
Everyone knows the stock market goes up and down,
yeah.
Right?
If you don't know that, you shouldn't be buying stocks, and we made it pretty clear that there's risk involved.
And plus the fact that if you bought into this deal that they had, you had to have not an unsubstantial amount of money to be able to buy in, period. There was a floor,
a minimum
with which to buy in. So one would assume if you have that kind of money that you are not some rube that just rolled in off the hay cart. That you also have, you understand what your responsibilities are.
Yeah, and I'm kind of the rube that, rolled in off the hay cart when it comes to stocks. So that's why I wanted to liquidate this as quickly as we could when all was said and done. I didn't want to hold on to this simply because I didn't want to forget about it and, come back years later to find out the company was gone or whatever. If you don't pay attention to your assets or your, what could potentially be an asset, if you don't pay attention, then, again, buyer beware. You get what you get.
Yeah, we could, if you hadn't have been ready to liquidate, I could have said, this is going well, and I'll continue to roll with it, and we might have ended up...
Because I did push you on it, because...
Yeah, I recall that now.
Because I remember I said to you, hey, we should sell this, and then I kind of left it alone, and then it took several months before I came back around to you, and I said, hey, when are we going to sell this? And that's why I said, I think it was more like a year rather than 6 months, Mark.
That second time you reminded me, I'm like, the price is good, let's go.
Right.
And
then there was this thing about
selling
it. Yeah, it was a little bit of a hassle because we,
more than a little.
We brought the church involved in it, and there was some other things there. So.
Yeah.
So what can you do? You live and you learn, and you win some and you lose some. And when you invest, sometimes you lose.
I'd be interested in anyone either calling in or writing in to say, showing me in some ways for me to refine the way I do things.
Yeah.
But I may reject it out of hand. I still, at this point, I'm not feeling unrighteous, I guess.
And also, we're not this show. I don't want to be this show where, these stock guys get on, the Jim Cramers of the world. I don't care about all that stuff. I'm not interested in
I'm sure he doesn't lose any sleep over at night over making a bad pick, right?
Well, right. He's picking stocks all the time, right?
Right.
And I'm sure plenty of them are losers. That's just the game. And so he doesn't get on the air and apologize. Okay, guys, I'd like to apologize last week for recommending RZQ and ZYX and, all these different ones that went down. You don't do that. You just roll with the punches.
Yeah, right? That's true.
All right, so our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We got more here on deck, including the latest from Baltimore, if we get the chance. What happened? Plus, there's been this attack out in Texas. I want to talk about
it. We really should talk about that. It's a big deal.
Yeah. So
we haven't got to it yet.
Maybe we should focus on it when we have more time to talk about it. But it's on our radar. So if you've got comments, there was a shooting in Texas over a Muhammad drawing contest.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Artwork contest?
Sort of sacrilegious thing.
855-453 is the toll-free number. You can join us here and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for you. If you dial in now, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online with you in studio. You've got me, Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Derek J., your new website is
TheDerekJ.com.
TheDerekJ.com, where people will find...
Well, all sorts of videos and podcasts. Mostly I've been doing podcasts these days, hosting shows like Freedom Fiends and a gay anarchist sex talk show called Flaming Freedom.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. And you can go to flamingfreedom.com. It's a Flaming Freedom specific site.
Oh, yeah.
But you're putting them up also over at TheDerekJ.com.
Yeah, and there's video as well, so enjoy that there.
And all free. Download at your leisure.
Of course.
But you could donate as well. You're actually doing a fundraiser. Are you still doing the fundraiser? Fundraiser for the gun case?
Oh, yeah. That's in the New Hampshire Supreme Court. The local police here in Keene have denied me a concealed carry license, and I'm taking them to court.
And also now, sort of in relation to that situation, the New Hampshire Senate and House have both passed concealed carry repeal, meaning that...
Isn't that wonderful?
Meaning that... I want to make sure I'm clear on what I'm saying here. Meaning that there would be no more requirement to get a concealed carry license in New Hampshire if this bill were signed by the governor. But unfortunately, despite passing overwhelmingly in the, or I don't know if it was overwhelming, but in both the House, I was confusing it with cannabis decrim.
Right.
Passing in both the House and the Senate, the state's governor has pledged to veto this measure, which means your case is all the more important now, right?
Yes, it is.
And people can contribute.
TheDerekJ.com/CC for concealed carry.
And that'll tell more about the case. And
it gives you all
details.
The background, and you can even see the video? First hearing. Yes, there's video from the first hearing. There's video of me explaining sort of the specifics of the case. So go on there, TheDerekJ.com/CC, as in concealed carry, and donate.
Yeah, and you can watch the hearing where you were determined to be an unsuitable person because basically you're a critic of the police and you don't bow down and kiss their boots, so you aren't allowed to carry a weapon, according to...
No, I can carry a weapon, just not concealed.
Concealed, thank you for clarifying. So you can open carry,
yes,
but you'd prefer not to.
Yes.
And one of the problems with the open carry law here in New Hampshire is that if you open carry and then you get into your car, you're no longer open carrying. Am I interpreting the law as we understand it correctly?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. I would have to take the bullets out and disarm every time.
Every time you step into the car. So if you have a concealed carry permit, you can either open carry it or concealed carry it,
mm-hmm.
get into your car without having to unload every time you get into your car.
Right.
And then, you know, that's pretty inconvenient. So
and unsafe.
They effectively disarm you by saying that you don't have a concealed carry permit.
TheDerekJ.com. Go check out his site. It's great. Let's go to Chris Cantwell on the line via Skype. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. I had originally called in about the stock thing. I want to real quick say, since you're talking about Derek J's carry permit, I have covered this. There's an article on my website, Shall Issue Call into Question in New Hampshire. And it is a good cause to donate to because Derek's case is very, very important. We talked about this at the general court with the legislature and all of that with the anarcho lobbyist series. But to the stock thing, I really quick want to say I've known people who were involved in like pump and dump scams. Okay. And you do
I hope that that's not what this is getting equated to, but okay.
Well, I don't know. It sounds to me as if you're defending yourself against some allegation is what it sounded like to me from what I heard.
I think the allegations only come from me.
Okay. Well, in any case...
Wait a minute. Somebody said on the AMP forum that we should apologize for something, and I asked them in response, for what? What is it we're supposed to apologize for?
I'm sorry it happened.
You made a recommendation. You shouldn't be sorry for what you did, though. All you did was recommend a stock you believed in, you owned personally, and that was all. And you put it, you know, the disclaimer that, hey, there's risk involved. You could lose.
What I want to get out here for the listeners is basically they have to do their own due diligence. The
right.
Like, these people will buy advertisements, right? And they're not the people who, you know, display the advertisements are not necessarily. Now, Mark may have done a little bit more investigation than other people had, but since he's saying that he got involved with the stock himself, but the advertiser is not buying the stock, right? Like in most cases, the advertiser is not necessarily buying the stock, or you can't count on the advertiser to be buying the stock. You should not be buying stocks because an advertiser tells you to. This is a call for you to look into an investment,
right,
and make your own informed decisions. And if anybody's telling Free Talk Live that they should be apologizing for advertising a stock, then those people are fundamentally trying to abdicate their own responsibility for doing their own due diligence. You can't expect that advertisers are publishers are advertising things that you need to, that you should fundamentally spend all of your money on. And I would be very careful in any investment that tells you that you have to keep it for a certain period of time, because there are these things out there where people are like, let's get all of this attention drawn to this thing, we'll sell out of it, and all these people will be stuck in a contract.
Mm.
That's the due diligence of the investor, and you really have to be careful about it.
I really didn't think that was going to happen in that circumstance.
I don't think that you did think it was going to happen, Mark. I'm not trying to imply, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm just
saying, are pump and dump schemes out there. I really didn't think this was one of them, and it wasn't, from what I could tell. The one thing that I would say, and to amend what you're saying here, Chris, the only amendment would be, I'm responsible, Ian's responsible, everybody on the air is responsible for the words that come out of our mouths. We're always... I I want to tell the truth every single time to my listeners mm-hmm. as I understand the truth of that given moment. I mean, I don't think anybody expects me to be something more than a human being, but I mean, I did do some research. I believed I was right. I, you know, history has shown me to be correct in what I could remember having said, and, you know, we made money on the stock, so...
Well, that's the thing. And I imagine that, you know, people who had the opportunity to invest in the stock had an opportunity to buy it at one price if they got out right away, or one price if they stayed in and they made that decision. That's their due diligence, you know, and it's like, you know, if they had maybe bought it at the higher price, you know, without committing to a period of time, then maybe they sell it before that period of time is up and they make some money. These are due diligence items. For people to look into, and they do have to be really careful. There are untrustworthy people out there in the investment world, but yep. Mark and Ian are not two of those people, and that's all I wanted to get out there.
Thank you, Chris. Good call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Brian, listening in Iowa. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm
calling in about the failed drug war that we are still fighting today.
I am not fighting it, but yes, I understand where you're coming from. Go ahead.
I'm kind of wondering how you feel about it, and then I'll give my opinion on it.
Derek J., how do you feel about the failed drug war?
It's really tragic to see so many peaceful people in cages for merely possessing a substance like a flower.
You've become its victim. You were arrested for having those flowers at one point.
That's correct.
So I'm on board. I think the drug war is ridiculous. It's outrageous. It's insane. It's victimizing our friends, our family members, our neighbors, our coworkers, and it's not eradicating drugs. There are more drugs now than there have ever been. You've now got synthetic drugs as a result of the war on drugs. You've got things like crack cocaine. You've got methamphetamine, drugs that arguably wouldn't exist if it weren't for the war on drugs that are probably some of the most dangerous drugs now that are on the streets. So the war on drugs has had tremendous unintended consequences, and it's time that it ends and that drugs become legal to possess and to manufacture and to sell.
Right. I personally believe that somebody is going to do something no matter what you tell them, period. And it's called nature. And you certainly shouldn't be criminalized for destroying your own body, whether even the drug, if it is destroying your body or if it isn't. I just think it's a complete outright, I don't know, it's created a lot of things that our federal government wouldn't have done unless, you know, those things were happening. For example, you guys have heard of Young Turks, right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. They just had a clip on Facebook showing that there is a black site, literally, in the middle of Chicago that gives Chicago police the ability to basically abduct somebody, bring them there without an attorney or any sorts of things like that.
We covered that on Free Talk Live. It's pretty scary. They're kind of like disappearing people for temporary time frames.
Okay.
And
you guys heard the... You guys have heard of the National Defense Act then, right?
You mean the National Authorization? Yeah, the Defense Authorization Act?
Yes, and it was signed into law on, December 31st, 2012?
Yeah, there's one,
one every year.
There's one every year, but the 2012 one's notorious.
Well, they're always loaded up with bad stuff. Thanks, Brian, for the call. We're short on time tonight, but I appreciate hearing from you. We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online between now and then and join Derek J. for his various shows over at TheDerekJ.com. Coming up, Derek J., you've got... Let's see, up next, Cop Block Radio on Wednesday night, right?
That's right.
All right, very good. So, folks, follow Derek, and then check us out over at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.